You're listening to Nate and Crate on SportsMap 94.1.
And on SportsMap94.1.com.
Live from the SportsMap 94.1 studios, here's Nate Griffin and Patrick Creighton.
Right now with us on the hotline from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder, he is Larry Fitzgerald Sr., covers the Vikings, breakdown Vikes and Saints. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing well, guys, and it's a Eagle Flying Friday edition, and I will allow you to call me Larry Sr., even though I'm very sensitive to the word senior because it's not on my driver's license. My son is Junior, and I'm better known as the original.
I was actually going to call you Mr. Fitzgerald. How does that work?
That works fine.
Absolutely. Well, glad to have you on the show joining us today. You know, obviously, look, we're going to talk, we're going to ask you about your son, but of course. But we want to ask you about the Minnesota Vikings, Case Keenum, being that he's from right down here in Houston, played his college football at the University of Houston. That team is getting ready to take on the New Orleans Saints. Your first thoughts, you got any first thoughts about that game, about what you're expecting to see?
Well, I'm expecting to see a great football game. I'm anticipating a remarkable chess match between Sean Payton and clearly one of the best young coaches in the National Football League, Mike Zimmer, who's carrying a burden on his shoulder. He's trying to become the first player from the tree, or coach from the tree of Marvin Lewis, to win a playoff game.
Oh.
And you know Marvin Lewis is 0-7.
Yep.
And so this is huge for him and for himself and for what he has with the Minnesota Vikings. It's his second team in the playoffs, and it's his second team in the playoffs at home. So it's huge, and for that, I just think that Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer are going to match up. But I'm not certain who has the most chips. I know the Vikings defense is incredible. Great speed, great strength, power right up the middle. Linville Joseph is one of the best nose tackles in the business. Everson Griffin, he's had some issues with his foot on and off, particularly the second half of the season. But he is a great football player, a great leader. They've got 6 Pro Bowlers over there on the defensive side. They know how to play together, synchronization in terms of the way they mentally and physically go about dominating a game. They kind of like, when they see the smoke, they smother it out. They just don't let a fire get started. I mean, 25% on third down, that's incredible. Number one in the NFL, 15 points a game, number one in the NFL. And they only allow 3 explosive game plays a game. We're talking 12, 16-yard plays. They only allow an average of 3 a game. You think about that in the NFL in this fantasy situation. On the flip side, Drew Brees, oh, my goodness, missed a 500-yard passing game.
Per game.
And, I mean, this guy is an amazing superstar. And last week he was absolutely – woo, man, I said, look at that artist work. And he got ahead of Carolina. He stayed ahead of Carolina. And that's the same game plan they're going to take to Minneapolis. And they better, because if they let that crowd base get behind that Viking team with the noise that they can create in that environment, it could be a long day.
You know, you mentioned smoke. That the secondary is able to put out the smoke, or that defense is able to put out the smoke. Generally, what Drew Brees brings is fire. But with that secondary that you guys have, including Andrew Zendejo, who played his college ball, right? So just looking at those guys and how well they play, what do you see in terms of defending against Drew Brees and the secondary? That's the thing that I think he's probably going to try to do a little bit better job of throwing the football this time.
Well, Harrison Smith is, I don't think there's any debate, he's the best safety in the business. And so he and Drew Brees are going to be they're going to be in an arm wrestle from the opening kickoff, because Harrison Smith is going to be in the right spot. he is going to let Drew Brees know in his mind, in his preset mind, you ain't coming here.
Yeah.
And they also, they've got Xavier Rhodes,
yeah,
one of arguably the best physical shutdown corner in the business. You ain't going over there. So Drew Brees has got to figure out where he can go. And don't let the Saints not run the ball.
Yeah.
At all, okay? If they don't run the ball some, they got no chance. No chance. But Drew Brees can find a way in his magical way because he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He can get on a roll. He can do what he does. And that's what's going to make this game incredible. Now, speaking of Case Keenum has just been magnificent all season long, but you never know what happens when the lights shine this bright in his first playoff game. When the Vikings last saw the Saints, it was the first regular season game, Monday Night Football, but that was Sam Bradford, who threw for 340 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That was Sam Bradford, who threw three touchdowns. This is Case Keenum's show. And I don't know if Drew Brees is going to let two Viking quarterbacks
talking with the great Larry Fitzgerald, senior Minnesota spokesman recorder, with us on the hotline. And how much of Case Keenum's success, in your opinion, is on Case, and how much of it is Pat Shurmur working wonders with the offense?
Well, let's not forget, Case was an incredible college player. One thing that has surprised me over the years, Warren Moon's in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Didn't get drafted.
Right.
John Randall, Hall of Famer, had the greatest motor for a defensive lineman I ever saw, Texas. Wasn't drafted.
That's right.
So for some reason they didn't draft Case.
Crazy.
But he found a way to get into the National Football League and played for the Rams some, played last season. I saw him playing when the Rams played the Cardinals last year before they let him go, or a couple years ago. So it was a situation watching him step in this year. Then you start going through his bio, and you say, man, this guy, he lit it up.
Yeah.
I mean, up and down the field. But you know what? The Vikings had a way with Shurmur to get back to who he was as a player. And the players start respecting him for his leadership abilities and his ability to move the chains, because that's all teammates care about. It's how you do what you do that affects what we have to do together.
And get paid, how we get paid. So let me ask you this. What's going to happen now? Case wins this game. What's going to happen with those other two quarterbacks?
Well, the Vikings put themselves in this position, and they did it for all the right reasons.
Pretty
apparently,
good spot.
They want to identify who the best of the three was. If whoever got in that position, and Case got in that position because Sam had surgery. Freddie wasn't ready, in terms of Teddy, I should say. Teddy Bridgewater was not yet activated at the time of the injury to Sam Bradford, so that took him out until virtually mid-season. So that's what this put the Vikings in the position of having three quarterbacks. Believe it or not, I've never seen anything like it. That are free agents, and they're playing for a championship, maybe.
So, tell you what, I'll ask you this, and I want to get on to your son. Give me a score for the game.
Well, the Vikings have won by dictating, and I've been covering football since 1978, first Super Bowl, and I've covered every Super Bowl since. And here I have one in my backyard. I've had some health issues, and I'm battling to make certain that I can cover this one. Now, I want to tell you I've seen the Vikings win by getting ahead and dictating the tempo of the game and putting people away. That's the type of team they are. Defensively, offensively, working together, special teams, field position. Now, having said that, they're going to have to play that way, I believe, particularly against the Saints, because everybody's going to be a little nervous because it's a playoff game. The Vikings haven't played in a, coming off of a bye week. And in the playoffs, you got to hit the ground running, man. You got to be at 75 miles an hour speed when you hit that field. And so you can't come on out there at 40. You can't come out there at 55. You can't warm to the task. You got to be ready when they flip the coin.
He has been covering sports since 1978. He's now with the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. He is Mr. Larry Fitzgerald Sr. We would not be the true journalists that we are if we didn't ask you about your son. And here's what I want to know, Larry Fitzgerald, the great Larry Fitzgerald. Here's what I want to know. How much does your son talk about the league when you and he get together?
We talk quite a bit about different things. And he knows, you know, my position. You know, Larry's been in the media himself for Westwood One for the last 8 years on Monday Night Football with Jim Gray and Tom Brady on the halftime show. He does the Super Bowl every year. So he clearly understands sports and analyzes it and has his strong opinions. And he shares with me a lot of them, and I share with him some of the things I think about. So it's I just love being able to talk to him about things, many of them that I, you know, had to plant in his head as a kid and see if he would be interested in sitting and watching a game with me. And then as he got a little older, would he be interested in trying to pursue it? And so now this is luxury. He's had an incredible career. Who could think their son could be a 14-year career healthy? He's rich. He's famous. I mean, he's on television all over the place. People, I get more people stopping me at airports to say, your son is so this and so that and has done this and has done that. That means so much to a parent. You do not know.
Yeah, I understand. I hear you. Congratulations to have a great son like you have. We know he's going in the Hall of Fame. Ask you this, and we're going to let you go. In terms of what he's thinking about doing, where he's going with his career, next move for him, what do you think is the next move for him? Has he discussed that with you at all?
We talked about it, and we've been talking about it. He has clearly made – he's down in Disney World right now.
Yeah.
His family, enjoying himself and relaxing. And he's doing what he should do. He's clearing his mind, allowing his body to get over what he just went through. I think he had 100-plus catches, you know, over 1,000 yards, passed a whole bunch of Hall of Fame players during the season. I think he's number 2 in this, number 3 in that, and whatever. But my point is, he understands where he's at in football. He understands where he can go. But the Arizona Cardinals coach, Bruce Arians, just retired. His quarterback, Carson Palmer, just retired. And so in that case, he's going to watch and see what they do. And then apparently either make a decision to go along with it and then play another year, or, you know, that we just saw the last of it.
He is the great Larry Fitzgerald Sr., the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. You can follow him on Twitter at Fitzbeat Sr., Fitzbeat SR. Larry Sr., it has been a pleasure. Thank you for your time. Great information from you. Really enjoyed the conversation.
Hey, thank you guys for having me, guys. I really appreciate today.
We'll do it again. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
Larry Fitzgerald Sr.
Raised a heck of a son.
Minnesota Spokesman Recorder.
He had to do it right, though, in order to raise his son. You got to do it right yourself, you know, and then you move on down. It's kind of like honor roll today, Dad.
Honor roll today.
You got to do it right, man.
You know what? Girl made honor roll, too.
Got to do it right.
And it's harder for the girl. It's harder for my daughter. School is harder for her than it is for my son. My son picks everything up like he sees it once, done.
Yeah.
My daughter's got to work at it. And she doesn't like having to work at it because she sees her brother doesn't have to work at it.
Becomes competition.
But she worked at it, and she made honor roll, too.
That's good.
All right, we hit the home stretch of the show with a real-life Mr. 3000, and an old friend gets a pink slip. Next.
This is Sports Map 94.1.